Yeah, I'm ready, Mr. J. Thanks for giving me a ride home. Yeah, we pretty much finished everything. Okay, almost everything. The rest I can do when I get home. Kristen is getting tired, so... Can I talk to you? Can we go somewhere private? Okay. I really don't know how to say this. Okay, Mr. J. If I ever, like, couldn't go home for some reason, would I maybe be able to stay here for a little while? It's just that your house has become like a second home to me, and, well, sometimes it feels more like home than anywhere else. I know it's small, and there's not really room. I don't know how it would work, but it wouldn't be for long. I'm in my senior year, and I'll be leaving for college in 6 months. It's just that I don't think I can go home right now. Well, my mom kind of hates me. I don't know. If I tell you, please keep it between us, okay? She thinks me and her boyfriend have been doing stuff. Yeah. Well, we did. But she's blaming it all on me, saying I was asking for it or something. But he's been coming on to me whenever she's not home. And the other day, she came home when he was in my room, and she sensed, I guess, the vibe. And later on that night, I heard them arguing. Ever since then, she's hardly spoken to me. And Steve stopped talking to me for a while, too. But that didn't last long. Because last night, he came into my room, and he woke me up. Sorry, this is hard to talk about. He tried to do stuff again. I don't know why I listened to him, but I did. Before that, we only had fooled around a little. He would touch me, and I would touch him sometimes. But last night, he said if I was going to be his good girl, then I would have to get on my knees. So I did. I don't want to make you uncomfortable. I really need to tell somebody. He sat on the edge of my bed, and I got on the floor. And I did what he asked. And at one point, he told me to get on my back on the floor, and he kind of got on me. And then just kind of finished on me. And he was saying, like, I'm his good girl. And his little cocksucker. And then he just came on me. And that's when the light turned on, and my mom was standing there. And she started screaming, and I just left. I grabbed my clothes and hid outside until the bus came in the morning. School ended, and then I came here. So, yeah, I really don't want to go home. I don't know what to do. Yeah, it's okay. You can rub my back like that. Thank you. It feels good. Actually, do you think you could just hold me? Really? I can stay for a couple days? Thank you so much. Oh, I feel calm for the first time in days. I feel so good to have gotten that off my chest. Can we just sit like this for a minute? I also feel kind of bad. I can't help but feel like it was kind of my fault. I just have this feeling of guilt, like I didn't stop him in the beginning. When it was just touching, I don't know, maybe I liked it or something. Maybe I wanted him to do it. No, I know. I'm sure he knew what he was doing. I just wish I didn't let it get that far. This is nice. Are you holding me like this? Kristen is lucky to have such a good dad. Anyway, I don't know how it even got that far. Like, I don't know how we started to cross the line. It was just flirtatious at first. Innocent, I guess. And one day we were watching a movie on the couch and just kind of sat close to each other. We've been dating for a while, and he's kind of like my stepdad, so I was like, I guess it's okay if we just cuddle a little, right? And he didn't mind. And he was just kind of holding me while we sat there. That's okay, right? I mean, we're doing it, aren't we? I'm not doing anything wrong, am I? Letting you hold me like this? And he started to rub my shoulders. And we just got really comfortable with each other. I was really enjoying the massage, and he said he could get a better angle if I sat on his lap, so I did. I never really had a real dad growing up. And I know I'm a little old for it, but I thought it would be nice. It doesn't mean anything, right? Look, it was just like this. Can I? Please? Hold me like this. I just need to know that this is okay, that I didn't do anything wrong, and that I wasn't asking for it. That I'm good. Thank you. I'm so grateful I can trust you. This is really all I wanted. To be held. And cared for. You believe me, don't you? No, please. Just let me stay a little longer. Just hold me like this. It's really helping. I need to tell the rest. I need to understand. So after that, his hand started to explore past my shoulders. He was caressing my sides and began brushing the sides of my boobs. I thought maybe it was unintentional and I didn't want to be rude or offend him, so I let it go on. But I can't stop thinking how a part of me was hoping that he would keep going. No, deep down, like, I know I wanted him to. I wanted his hands all over me. I just let it happen. He started rubbing my boobs through my shirt. I wasn't wearing a bra. And I just let him. I let him pull my shirt up. And I even leaned back against his body as he did it. after that, he started to rub my belly. And then he went lower. But he wouldn't go further. He made me ask him. He said, "Do you want me to pull your panties down, baby girl?" I told him yes. He made me say please. "Please pull my panties down, daddy." And then he did. He slid around my ankles. And I leaned back against him on his lap. And he started to rub me down there. He made me ask him to keep going. I had to say, "Please rub my pussy, daddy." Eventually, I just wanted to come. So I said anything he wanted. And he said I was a bad girl for teasing him like I did, sitting on his lap in my skimpy little outfit. He made me say it. He made me say that I did it all on purpose. And I don't know whether to believe it or not. I could feel his heart on pressing into me. He said little girls shouldn't tease their daddies like that unless they want something. "Do you want to come, baby?" he asked. So I said yes. "Please make me come, daddy." "Tell me you're bad," he said. "Tell me you're a whore." And I did. I told him. I said exactly what he wanted. "I'm bad, daddy. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. And yes, I'll do whatever you say." So he took out his cock and said I had to touch it. And I did. I rubbed it. "Is that bad, Mr. J? Is it bad for little girls to touch the daddy's cocks? Can I touch your cock, Mr. J? Maybe then you can tell me if that was bad or not." I unzipped his pants like this. And he was really hard, like you are. And I wrapped my hands around his shaft, like this. And I squeezed it. "Is this bad?" And then I just started stroking him. Up and down. Slowly. Like this. And he was moaning, like you are. So, am I a bad girl, Mr. J? Still thinking? I stroked his cock just like this. And I kissed his neck, like this. And I stroked him. And he made me tell him things. Things that weren't true. How I like to give hand jobs to the boys at school. I told him how in math class, I was sitting next to a boy. And how I took out his dick under the desk and jerked him off in the back of the class. Just like this. "Daddy, I jerked him off just like this." I wanted to come so bad. I told him anything he wanted. I sat on his lap while he kept dropping my pussy. And he whispered into my ear and degraded me while I jerked him off. That's right, he said. Jerk me off like a good little girl. Jerk it. Jerk it. You little bitch. I started to stroke him faster. To jerk him off. To pump his dick. Like this. Is this bad? Do you think I'm bad yet? I licked his neck. I pumped his cock like he told me to. Fuck it, little girl. Fuck it with your hand. That's a good little fucking whore. Am I, Mr. J? Am I a good little fucking whore for you? Is this what you want? To be your little bitch, just like I was for him? You like make me do what you want? And make me touch your dick like this? Are you gonna nut for me? Maybe then you'll know if I'm bad. Will that answer the fucking question? Maybe then you'll know what a slut I really am. What a slut my daddy made me. Well, I can't go home anymore. Well, I have to stay here with you. Stay here with you. And jerk you off whenever you want. Yeah? Is this what you like? I'll show you how I suck my daddy's dick. How I beg for it. I'll beg for you, daddy. If you'll be my daddy. Can I be your cocksucker? Can I suck your dick, daddy? Please? Will you make me dirty, like he did? And make me your little girl? Your little cocksucker? Make me suck you off until you come? Nut in my dirty little mouth? Yeah? Are you gonna come in my little girl mouth? Okay, daddy. You can. You can come in my little mouth. Sucking you off. Yes, daddy. I'm your whore. Oh, yes, I'm your cocksucker. Yes, come in my throat, daddy. I'll choke on it like a good girl. Well, you're alone. You can let it all go. Count three, daddy. Count three, daddy. Did you like that, daddy? It tastes better than my old daddy.